Ou bien, where did Paul come from? D'où venait Paul? Et répondez aussi bien que possible.
Where do the children come from? Where did Paul come from? Where did Jeanette work in the summer? Where do you work in the summer? Thank you, Hannah. I enjoyed talking to you. I'll see you on the hike.
Exerçons-nous. Exerçons-nous avec le vocabulaire et dans le contexte de cette leçon. Vous êtes en excursion. You are on a hike. Vous êtes en excursion dans la nature. Outdoors. Au plein air. Can you describe what you like? Pouvez-vous décrire ce que vous, vous aimez? Can you describe what you like in nature, dans la nature, ou au plein air? Outdoors. Do you like the mountains? Aimez-vous les montagnes? Ou la montagne? Aimez-vous la montagne? Do you like the lake? Aimez-vous plutôt le lac? Do you like the river? La rivière? Or, ou bien, do you like the seaside? Aimez-vous la mer? I love to go to the mountain. I love to go to the seaside. I love rivers. I love lakes. Je les aime tous, moi. Et vous? Do you like open spaces? Aimez-vous les grands espaces, les espaces ouverts? Do you like open spaces? Look over there. Regardez là-bas. Look over there. There is some green grass on the hillside. Il y a de l'herbe verte sur la colline. And there are some yellow flowers too. Et il y a de jolies fleurs jaunes aussi. And there are some yellow flowers too. Can you hear the small birds? Pouvez-vous entendre les petits oiseaux? And the little animals on the ground? Et les petits animaux au sol? Can you hear the small birds? Look at those trees. Regardez ces arbres. Look at those mountains. Regardez ces montagnes. They are high. Ce sont de grandes montagnes, élevées. They are magnificent. Ils sont magnifiques. Regardez ce sentier. Look at this trail. Isn't this trail steep? Regardez ce sentier. N'est-il pas rapide? Un sentier plutôt difficile à négocier. Can you describe what you like now? Do you like fields of flowers, des champs de fleurs? Do you like peaceful and quiet countryside? Aimez-vous le paysage paisible et calme? Peaceful and quiet.
That's it for part one of lesson number 80 of English USA. Et voilà la fin de la première partie de la leçon numéro 80 d'English USA. In a few minutes, we'll be back for part two, où vous aurez l'occasion d'utiliser ce que vous venez d'apprendre. Voyons si vous êtes prêt à commencer la deuxième escale de votre voyage. Restez donc à l'écoute. Stay with us, we'll be right back. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Welcome back to lesson number 80 of English USA. Au cours de cette leçon, Martin accompagne un groupe de jeunes et leur entraîneur dans une excursion, a hike, dans la montagne, in the mountains. Ils appartiennent tous à un club sportif de plein air, an outdoor club. Il parle des montagnes et des belles choses. Écoutez.
Hi. What's your name?
Max.
This trail is very steep, isn't it?
It's not bad. Wait until we get to Killer Hill.
Is Killer Hill that difficult?
It's bad in the beginning. By the end of the summer, it's easy.
What do you like best about the summer adventures?
I like everything outdoors. I guess I like the water. I like swimming in the lake where we camp. It's clear and cool.
Isn't it too cold?
I like it. I get hot from hiking and playing. It's nice to jump into the cool lake in the afternoon.
You go on. I need to walk slowly.
Hi. What are you doing?
I'm resting. I'm very tired.
That's all right. It's the thin mountain air. These mountains are very high. You might even get sick. You should rest for a while.
May I ask you some questions?
Sure. I'll sit with you. What's your name?
Martin.
I'm Roberta.
How long have you been a member of the Adventurers Club?
This is my second year. I joined when I was 9.
What do you like most about these camping trips?
I like all of the scenery. I love looking at the tall trees. They're magnificent. There are so many different kinds of trees here.
Do you study them for school?
Yes. I did a science project last summer. I take photographs, too. I learned to recognize different trees from their shapes. I photographed about 25 different kinds of trees.
That's wonderful.
Look at this place where we're sitting. It's flat here. There's some open space, a little grass, and those small stones in a row.
Yes, I see. Was it a camp?
Now look at those trees. They don't belong here. Someone planted them here. They aren't native to these mountains. They are valley trees. I think someone lived here. Maybe there was a house.
That's very interesting. So you've studied this place before?
Only this summer. It's my project for the summer. I've taken a lot of pictures. May I take your picture?
Sure.
Just sit there. I'll send you a big picture for your family. Smile.
Écoutez ces quelques mots et phrases descriptives. Par exemple, this trail is very steep. Écoutez.
This trail is very steep.
It's clear and cool.
Isn't it too cold?
It's the thin mountain air. These mountains are very high.
Essayez de répondre aux questions de Martin le plus vraisemblablement possible en utilisant des mots et des phrases descriptives. Par exemple, where do you like